So this case of this 41-year-old lady brings up one of the most interesting questions, I think, in breast oncology today, which, of course, is PARP inhibitors in patients with BRCA germline mutations. Can you talk a little bit about the Olympiad trial that was presented first at ASCO, what the design was, from your point of view, what the key findings were, and what you think it means in terms of patient care?
Yeah. So the Olympiad trial actually is a metastatic breast cancer trial, a phase 3 trial, comparing single agent olaparib, that is a well-known PARP inhibitor, versus a chemotherapy, and the chemotherapy was basically decided by the treating physician. So there was a list of chemotherapy options, and the physician could select the treatment that considered to be as the most appropriate for that particular patient. So the randomization was between olaparib or chemotherapy of a physician choice. In the list of the chemotherapies, we had gemcitabine, we had capecitabine, we had vinorelbine. The treatment was offered as a first or second line therapy for metastatic disease. And the eligibility criterion, the main eligibility criterion, was that all patients had BRCA mutation. So a very clear design, a head-to-head comparison between chemotherapy versus olaparib. The message coming from that study is that olaparib is more active than chemotherapy of physician choice in controlling tumor progression. There is an improvement also in response rate. So I think there we have good evidence coming from a phase 3 trial showing that these agents, the PARP inhibitors, are superior to some types of chemotherapy in patients with metastatic disease and BRCA mutation. My point about the Olympiad is, and this is really, I find this really unfortunate, is that we did not have in that study the comparison with platinum compounds. So ideally, my ideal design that as a clinician would have convinced me a lot about using the PARP inhibitor was a design in which we are comparing the olaparib treatment versus a platinum-based treatment. And if you are going to show that the olaparib treatment is more active than the platinum treatment, well, at that point, I think that I would have been treating this patient with olaparib and not with the platinum compounds. So where is, to me, the interest of Olympiad? Well, the interest of Olympiad is mainly in patients who have been already pretreated with platinum compounds. Because in the Olympiad trial, a previous platinum compound treatment was allowed. And this, unfortunately, didn't happen so frequently. It was in about one-third of the trial population. So for this one-third of patients who received platinum and then entered the Olympiad study, I think there we have a clinically relevant information. The clinically relevant information is that in patients pretreated with platinum, the next line of therapy should be olaparib because it is more active than the treatment of physician choice. But in patients who are platinum untreated, as the case that we are discussing today, my still favorite option is platinum compounds for a couple of reasons. First, very active based on results of phase 3 trial. Second, by far less expensive than PARP inhibitors.